The number of tents outside the International Protection Office in Dublin continues to grow as 509 recently arrived asylum seekers remain on the streets with no accommodation. The government has said about 350 beds will become available in the next number of days. Our reporter Carol Coleman has visited this unofficial camp in Dublin. And Carol, it's still growing despite there being some facilities coming online.
I was there early this morning, Brian, and I counted 54 tents in front of, beside and behind that block where the International Protection Office is. Some of the tents had two men in them, so you could imagine there could be about 70 men now camped out in tents around that office. And I was there early as they woke up and saw them trying to freshen up, brush their teeth with no toilet or washing facilities.
Yeah, we don't have a place to make the necessary, but we need to go to some restaurants here, McDonald's, Burger King in this area, and we need to ask for to use toilet.
So no place for washing, no place for a shower?
No water to clean face or something like this.
And were you able to sleep okay?
2-3 hours, maybe 4 max.
And Carol, people you saw this morning continuing to arrive at the office and realising that they too could be sleeping rough tonight.
Yeah, I spoke to one of two men who had just arrived into Dublin last night, it seemed, and they were pretty shocked to discover that the people in the tents around the office where they were going to apply for asylum had gone in to apply for asylum before them and that they could end up in the same position.
I came here from Afghanistan because of war.
Do you have a place to stay tonight, or do you think you're going to need something, a tent or something?
I need something like this too, because we don't have anything. We don't have place. Yeah.
That's not what you wanted coming from Afghanistan?
Yeah, it's absolutely not what we come for. We don't have place, so we definitely need something to stay for the night because it's cold.
And Brian, at 6:45 a.m., I met a young woman who was waiting at the back of the office for it to open. She was waiting to apply for asylum. She had a large suitcase with her and a little girl and a little boy aged, I would say, about 5 and 7. The children were sharing a portion of fried rice that they were eating from a plastic container on the street. Now, they did say that they had spent the night indoors. When I went back later, the kids were wrapped up together trying to sleep on the ground. And in broken English, she told me her situation. Were you here last night? Where were you?
I ran house to sleep.
Oh, house?
I have apartments there.
And where did you come from? What country are you coming from?
Nigeria.
You have two very young people with you.
Daughter and child.
Daughter and son.
Carol, this is a busy part of Dublin city centre. A lot of people moving up and down, traffic going up and down that road. What did local people you met there have to say about this?
It was very interesting. There was mixed views from local people, and some of them who passed there, who told me they passed there every morning, claimed not to have even thought about what was on the side of the street and were really only sort of looking at it for the first time when I pointed it out.
I didn't even think about it for the first little bit, like, you know, it's like, but now it's actually starting to kind of pile up now, isn't it? So more each day, so it's not the greatest.
It's very intimidating in the morning. Like, no one knows what's coming into this country. A few 34 their own as well. They're living in the Phoenix Park. It's very sad. This country is just very sad.
Carol, after last weekend's attack on the camp in Sandwith Street, there are concerns, obviously, among those camping out in relation to their own safety, aren't there?
Yeah, but to be honest, the people I spoke to this morning there, I think it's a case of safety in numbers now because there are so many of them there. So they said that, yes, that they felt a little scared, but that they were reassured by the presence of Gardaí. There are two Gardaí sitting in a van across the street from the office.
We feel 50% safety. We don't know if somebody come drunk or make some problem. But after this protest, some guys show what they can do with people on the street. They were so angry. Is the reason the Garda is here, one car or two Garda is here every day to help us if something happens.
Is that your alarm clock?
Yeah, I need to show the merchant key to two guys here because it's one place to take shower and breakfast, you know.
some of those camping out the outside the office of the International Protection Agency in Dublin, ending that report from Carol Coleman.